I am joined by Elizabeth Pappas. She is the incoming art, basically executive director of the Art Center of Burlington. She is taking over for Tammy McCoy. Tammy is devoting her time to the Capitol Theater renovation project and all sorts of things at there. So she's kind of, again, dividing up the duties. And a very, very busy month of April is in store for us. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Steve.
It is. You got a lot of stuff going on. You got your new April All Fiber Show. That's the April exhibit. That gets underway on Friday along with a bunch of other stuff, right?
Yes, we are super excited about this month's exhibit. We are installing it bright and early tomorrow morning. So this exhibit features 23 fiber artists, and these are artists from Iowa, Illinois, Missouri. And there's just so much diversity in these fiber artists. So there's techniques like ply splitting, braiding, tapestry, weaving, all sorts of interesting, intricate pieces. So we're very, very excited about that. Friday is the opening reception during our regularly scheduled gallery lounge. And then we are having an extra reception this Sunday in the gallery from 1 to 3 p.m.
Wow, and the gallery lounge is back in full business again on Friday nights. You've got Fretworks performing live music, and then you've got, of course, wine, beer, and charcuterie boards as well available at the gallery lounge. And for the kids, they've got an April Fool's theme for the Friday night art hop. What's going on with that?
Yes, so we've got April Fool's theme crafts, a snack. This is $10 for ages 3 and up. But we always say you want to get signed up by Wednesday or Thursday to snag a spot. So those spots fill up really, really quickly. So sign your kids up, and then you can pop over to Gallery Lounge, enjoy the show and the music, or go get some dinner downtown and enjoy the businesses downtown.
And Wednesday, April 6th, you've got a regular monthly event. It's Artist to Artist from 7 to 9 p.m. Find out who's out there, is that right?
This is a group of different artists throughout the area, and we meet monthly, and it's just a forum for artists. So it's a critique group, so artists can bring their recent work and present it in front of their peers and discuss it. We talk about other things like studio practice, running your art business. We'll be bringing in some speakers, and we kind of talk about hot topics in the art world. So we trade off. This month is here in Burlington, Art Center Burlington, and next month we'll be back at the Fort Madison Art Center. So this is a great group. If you're an artist wanting to be around like-minded artists to discuss what's going on in your studio and to get some positive critiques, this is a group for you.
And you've got classes for literally all ages through the month, and again, a very busy month. Some hand weaving with Christine Williamson. That's going on Saturday, 10 to noon, with a $20 charge on that, including all materials and instruction. Does this go along with the exhibition for the All Fiber Show or not?
Yes, so this is a way for us to infuse and celebrate fiber arts even more. So for 3 Saturdays this month to celebrate our show, we have 3 different fiber artists. All 3 are in the show, and they have been so nice to offer workshops. So this Saturday we have Christine Williamson, and she's doing a hand weaving class. And then 2 weeks from now we have Maria Montablo, who's also in the show, and she will be doing a felted bowl class. And then the second to last week, we have Karen Ehrig, and she's doing felt weaving. So check these out on our website. They're filling up quickly, but all the materials are included in the price of the class. So come and learn the wonderful medium of textile and soaking, and so we're really excited about those.
You've got a class for ages, basically it's grade 7 through 12. That's coming up on Tuesday the 5th, 5:30 to 6:30, and this is mono printing. What is mono printing?
Yes, so I don't know if you've checked out our Facebook or Instagram, but we did some video of this to show people. This is a form of printmaking. So you can come and use our silk screens to make a one-time poster. You can do any design you would like. It's a very interesting process. And that is for grade 7 to 12, but I've actually had a lot of adults inquire about it. So, yes, adults are also allowed to sign up. I'm going to be taking it. I'm very excited. So I'm excited to bring some printmaking programming to the Art Center.
Wow. And Lillian Rubin is always the go-to gal for all of the pottery classes that you've got. You've got one Wednesday the 6th through May 11th, 6:30 to 9. Glaze Day to be determined. Again, it's own ideas and suggestions, literally making a variety of projects. Again, that is Wednesday, April 6th, and then April 8th and 15th, Give It a Spin. That is with Jesse Tucci.
Yes.
Okay.
Jesse is also a fabulous ceramics artist and instructor. So both of those classes fill up quickly. Our ceramics program is booming. So if you're interested, you better hop online and sign up right away. But both of those classes give you nice fundamental instruction on what it means to throw pottery on the wheel.
There you go. And Lillian, by the way, is also teaching a class Monday, April 11th through May 2nd, 1 to 3:30. Paper mache, that's an interesting medium, isn't it?
Yes. So this is not your typical paper mache. These are, we will be starting some more marketing on this and sharing some examples of different projects that you can work on. You can come with your own ideas, but this is some pretty high-tech paper mache. So I'm excited about that class.
Learn about that and find out more at theartcenter.com. By the way, you've also got Dabblers Monthly do-it-yourself night for Art Center board members. Art Center ACB members. What does that mean? Is it Art Center?
Art Center Burlington members. So if you are a member with us at the Art Center, you can sign up for the monthly Dabblers. This is a class that Carla Munt heads up. And if you know Carla, you know that she has always got something up her sleeve, some interesting projects with fun mediums. She's very creative. So this is for Art Center Burlington members class.
All right. And we're looking ahead to Tuesday, May 3rd. Again, mother-daughter jewelry making. Maggie Van Zee is going to be doing that, making jewelry, $50 per mother-daughter pair, $25 for an additional person. So special memories, I guess, for Mother's Day, right?
Yes. Yeah, so May is the month of Mother's Day, and Megan Van Zee is a talented artist. She sells some pieces in our artist market, and she has some beautiful jewelry she just brought in that you can come check in. But we're excited that she will be teaching a mother-daughter jewelry class. So grab your mom and sign up for this class, make something special. That'll be a fun one.
All right. You've got some mini masters with Carla Munt. That is Saturdays, April 9th through May 14th. That's for grades 1 through 6, $15 per child. So you can be a mini master, so to speak, right?
Yes. So this is a fun series we've been doing monthly on the second Tuesday of the month in spring. And this month's artist is the great Swiss sculptor. He's a 20th century sculptor, Alberto Giacometti. So this will be interesting to infuse some sculpture. We've done some painting the last two. So it'll be fun to talk about sculpture with Giacometti.
And preschool art school for the very young, ages 2 to 5, Thursdays 10 to 11 on the 28th of April and also May 5th and 12th. Again, the parent or guardian must stay to help the little Picasso get creative.
Yes.
$15 for Art Center members, $25 for non-members. And it's farmyard animals is the topic or the storyline on this one. I guess you can enjoy farmyard animals, right?
Yes. So preschool art school. This is your kid's first art class potentially. And this is a fun, some fun programming that we do preschool art school pretty much all year round.
And Jessie Tucci, she's got, some teen classes, painting on clay. And, that's going on Saturdays, April 9th and 16th, 2 to 4, grades 8 through 12. And also Teen Wheel on Mondays, April 18th to May 2nd, 4 to 6 p.m. So basically dealing with creating fabulous pottery, right?
That's right, for teens. So grab your friend, sign up together. Both of these are fun classes.
And you've got another one of those Battle of the Brushes live painting competition coming up. That is coming up on Saturday, May 7th. And those have been well-received and big hits, haven't they?
Yeah, so get your tickets now. You can get, we still have a couple tables that you can purchase, a table of four for $75, or get your $15 tickets in advance. We have very limited space. This is in our gallery. So, and this is a paint competition with five artists, John Preston, Lena Johnson, Sean Walker, Rebecca Williamson, and Jerry Sparks. Will be the artist, and it's going to be a fun night.
Busy month and busy couple of months, actually. It just keeps on getting busier. Have a great month of April, though, okay?
Thank you. You too, Steve.